controversial incentivized programs have proven to be most effective to help pregnant women quit smoking. When a research study was developed in Tasmania, it was found that the small island was characterized by very high rates of smoking during pregnancy. So these incentivized programs were used to tackle the issue in Tasmania, and apparently received moral outrage from the media. Such as the website Mamma Mia, which, if you didn't know, is kind of a mummy feministish type of website. The blaming and shaming game on social media and public and on advertisements hasn't worked as effectively as the controversial incentivized programs, according to the research. I've got Paula Ahill on, who is investigating this issue.
Financial incentive programs have been proven to be a successful strategy to help pregnant women quit smoking long term. At least three studies conducted internationally in the US, the UK and Switzerland that included randomised trials concluded that pregnant women were 2.6 times more likely to have quit smoking at the end of pregnancy in comparison to those who use non-incentivised strategies such as counselling or nicotine replacement. In Australia today, there are approximately 2.6 million adult daily smokers. Despite having one of the strictest laws and lowest rates when it comes to smoking, new data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare suggests that the decline in smoking in Australia has stalled. Mai Fransden is a postdoctoral research fellow from the University of Tasmania, conducting her research on reducing the impact of tobacco smoking, specifically in pregnant women.
The latest data is really interesting because so over the last decade or so that the data has been available, but we've seen that from year to year, our smoking rates have dropped significantly from one year to the next. So yes, while the number of people who smoke is lower again in 2016 than it was in 2015, that drop in number is not significantly different, which is the first time in a decade. And the reason that's so surprising is that recently we've had some amazingly brave and novel strategies. For our plain packaging, you know, was first in the world. We've got exceptionally high taxes compared to the rest of the world for cigarettes. We've got some really, really great media and health promotion campaigns out there. And yet, despite this, we haven't seen that significant drop in smoking rates compared to, say, in the US and the UK for the same period of time, the people's smoking rates are dropping significantly.
The incentivized programs consist of small rewards such as vouchers and money distributed with frequency within a few short days of each other.
Initially, the closer together the rewards are, the better. And also we know that the larger the rewards, the more likely you are to quit. So the idea is incentives offer a short-term reward for something that's it's something that takes longer, and it's harder to see the positive impact of you quitting smoking. The ladies we had in our program here in Tasmania, a lot of them said at the end, you know, it wasn't the incentive, it wasn't the voucher, it was just having someone, you know, in your corner that was supportive, and we knew every month it would come and see you, and we didn't want to disappoint you either, you know. So just having that, positive regard and, non-judgment and being here and supporting them. That's what these ladies said was most significant for them.
The quitters' abstinence of smoking is verified using biochemical tests of the urine, the saliva or the breath to ensure participants aren't cheating the system. Blowing into a carbon monoxide monitor is one of the common ways to verify if a participant has evidence of exhaust fumes, fire or carbon monoxide in the lungs, which are chemicals found in cigarettes. Levels on the monitor that are 4 or below result in a small reward. Whilst Australia's smoking rates are still declining, though not significantly, certain pockets of population cry out for more attention, with 1 in 3 pregnant mums still smoking. Areas that are of a rural, of a low socioeconomic status and education show the figures of smoking in pregnant women are higher. In Australia overall, the smoking rates during pregnancy are 33% to 35%. Financial incentive programs have proven to be both an effective and a cost-effective strategy, specifically for pregnant smokers, with a calculated net benefit of $4,300 per smoker per attempt to quit.
On paper, it makes so much sense economically, you know, let alone the health, you know, the health benefits associated with helping more people quit smoking. But, you know, even just economically, the small amount of money that you would spend on the actual incentive, the vouchers themselves, would just save you so much money in the long term, but it doesn't sit well publicly. And I think that's why it hasn't gained traction on the larger community scale sense, but certainly a small organisation. And I guess what I'm trying to get out of this is if we are really worried about people's health, particularly new babies' health, then really should we, the blame and shaming isn't working. We've done that for years. What we need is a strategy, any strategy that works, and to promote that. And so this paper is, a really interesting reflection on society and how it hinders people actually trying to do something positive about their health.
Paula Hillon for The Daily on 2SER.
You wonderful Paula O'Hillon there, investigating new research into how to lower pregnant women's smoking rates. It was very interesting stuff there.